Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
That's right, it's a woo-woo Wednesday here on the old Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Welcome you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're all lucky little boys and girls today because across the table from me are two very funny gentlemen who I enjoy broadcasting with tremendously from Super Selly Joe's. It is our good friend Joe Gorman.
Hello. How are you, man? Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you very much for being here. And next to him from Robbie Wood is what we're going to promote. What do you want to promote?
I have two things. I have a new NBA comedy show coming out, or comedy podcast called The Wolf of Ball Street coming out tomorrow. And tonight I'm streaming with Dalton under the Crowder Boys at 5 p.m. Wednesday's at 5. We might change the time, though. So
okay.
Yeah. Crack left the show. But me and Dalton are still there.
Do you need a third?
Yeah, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Failing sideways.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good for you. Thank you guys very much for being here.
I've reached out to Mike Figgs to be the third Mike on the Crowder Boys.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Robbie, I'm trying to figure out what I want to tell you you're dressed like. I'm thinking like late era boy band.
Oh, I'll take it.
Or I would say more R&B. Like, it looks like there should be four more of you, and they're progressively more good-looking.
That's funny. Oh, I'm the ugly guy in the R&B band?
You're definitely the tall, old one.
Oh, come on. Well, at least I'm tall. I'll take it.
Thank you guys very much for being here. Let's get right to the meat of the show. Last week, we asked, how often do you poop? Because I read an article that said some people poop once every day or two. And by that logic, there's some people, if you add my numbers into that, that don't poop at all.
Uh-oh.
So I've had people reach out because mine, yesterday was a three. That's my regular day.
Three poops?
A three poop a day. I'm a three poop a day guy. Yes, today I'm only on, no wait, today's I think been two. Yeah. All right, I'm on two today so far. And then I'm usually good for one in the afternoon.
That's pretty good.
What are you guys at? What would you say? Well, give me your numbers.
Dude, mine's all up. My ass is a disaster lately. It's like all over the place. It's like I'm either constipated or have diarrhea, and there's like no in between.
Okay.
It sucks.
I'm a one to two
one
pretty
to two
consistently.
Oh, yeah. A lottie frickin' da. Yeah. These guys over here with their regular.
So you gotta take psyllium husk.
I actually just got some off Amazon.
There you go. Don't even worry about it, dude.
Yeah.
Soon you'll join the club.
I might actually get a colonoscopy. Honestly.
That would be good, too.
Yeah.
That feels great.
Does
you
it?
Have to, like, not eat for, like, a day
good?
Or something, dude.
Does it feel
like,
good?
What a rush, dude. Are you kidding me?
Like, you're like, don't give me anesthesia.
Especially,
feel
like,
it.
Put the 4K camera in there. Let me see what I'm working with. Let me understand my body better.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any way they would let us go together and film it?
A colonoscopy?
Like, can we look into each other's eyes?
No, I do it. I do it on gas, and it's a tax write-off for both of you.
Right, that's
it's
true.
Content.
Can we look deeply into each other's eyes
during a colonoscopy?
Because then we can make a whole thing of the day before where we got to drink the thing.
Uh huh. Yeah, you got to.
We get some real content out of it.
Yeah, I'm in, dude. Come join me.
Yeah, nice. I mean,
I brought my colonoscopy partner, Zach Amico. Yeah.
Isn't it? I think it's Steve Martin and like two other stuff. Don't they all go together?
Do that? I don't know.
I think some really famous celebrities, they have like a club and they all do the drink together and then they all go get them together.
It's really? Like
that's
Tom
fun.
Hanks.
It really is. It's like that level of like super fit. It's like the people that have hosted SNL. Like
the Five Timers Club or whatever. They all get colonoscopies after the show.
Here it is. Here we go. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Tom Hanks.
Of course. The colonoscopy.
Oh my God.
The colon boys.
That's so funny.
Oh, but look, it's also
Gail this is like Keane. The old man version of like Leo DiCaprio and Charlie Sheen like fucking together.
It's
whatever.
The modern day Rat Pack.
The Rat,
though.
Yeah, the Rat. It's the Brat Pack.
The Crap Pack.
The Crap. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to see what comes out of me from the drink.
Oh yeah,
because I feel like that.
It's supposed to like flush you out.
Oh yeah, I think it more than flushes you out. I think there's nothing in you.
That sounds great.
Mm.
Right?
Doesn't
it? Yeah, it sounds satisfying. Honestly,
just give me the drink.
Yeah, and
give
me the drink. Say, yeah,
why do I have to stick something in there?
Yeah,
it's out.
No.
Stuff's out.
Yeah. Shannon, can you look? There's a. Have you ever watched videos of people in the hospital after the colonoscopy where they're not allowed to leave until they fart?
Oh,
no,
that's awesome.
That's fun.
And it'll just to make sure on like... their side. Yeah, you're not supposed to leave until you've like really let some gas out.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make you lay there on your side, but you're all loopy still,
mm-hmm.
Nice.
And it just people cutting. Monster gassers.
Wow.
And
that's
then
awesome.
Giggling like little girls.
That's so funny.
So people come out of the woodwork. And Shannon, if you could look up those fart videos. people come out of the woodwork. My best friend. Oh, here we go.
Sorry. Gino.
Angle camera two.
Dude.
Oh, nice. Oh my God.
Yes. Oh, here we go. Come on, Grandma. Show me what you got.
Came on. Did good.
Oh, nice. That was a Depression era ripper.
That's what, that was a Dust Bowl.
Here we go.
And you paid him to do it. Yeah. If he didn't take it from you, you paid him to do it, honey.
God, those must feel so. Oh, his heart rate fucking jumped. You hear that? He scared himself.
Nah, he was just proud.
What a boomer mentality to be ashamed of your fart.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah. Yikes.
All right, you can pause it. Oh, no, wait, let's see this one.
Yeah. Oh, come on, sweetheart.
Wake me up.
Show me what that little turd cutter of yours can do.
That's a tight little thing still.
Yeah, that sounds like a whale.
Kinda looks like me. Her heart rate went up.
Everyone's heart rate goes up.
All right, you can pause it. People come out of the woodwork. My best friend texted me, say he's a 3-time-a-dayer,
and he's a healthy boy. My father texted me after watching the episode and said, once every 2 days.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That sounds like not enough.
I agree.
I feel like at least a daily.
He's also gone vegetarian recently.
Mm.
So I think maybe.
Is that supposed to make you poop more because there's more like fiber and shit?
I think he's very. I think he eats pretty light.
Mm, okay.
So I've read on. I went to Healthline and a number of other sites. I did the research. Mm-hmm. I've looked at the medical journals. And they said anything between 3 times a week and 3 times a day is cromulent.
Okay.
It's fine.
That's a big,
yeah, perfectly
widespread.
Cromulent.
Is that the Simpsons word?
Yes, it is.
lousy smarch weather.
Yeah. It's part of lousy smarch diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. You're healthy enough. They say 3 times a day is the cusp.
So anywhere between 3 shits to 21 shits a week.
Yes.
Is healthy.
And so we have the poll. Shannon, tell us about it.
Okay, so I made a mistake, and I didn't give an option for less than once a day.
Okay.
But people did comment if that was the case, so I'm just going to share here the poll results.
Here we go.
So once like clockwork.
Once like clockwork.
37%. 2 to 3 times a day, 52%. More than 3, 8%, and I lose count, 4%.
I'm in that 4%.
I lose count. But are we actually counting? Like, what if, like, sometimes you remember, like, sometimes you go to the bathroom?
Wow, that is the most gas digital answer. On opiates or off?
Like, sometimes, like, you sit on the toilet, like, oh, I got a shit.
Oh, a phantom.
Yeah, a phantom. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, what the hell? And it's like a clean toilet paper wipe. I'm like, what happened here?
I've never had that.
Never had.
If I have to see, if I have to shit, it is. Like MacGruber, like when I've noticed sometimes when girls have to shit, girls be like, I think I have to shit. And then it'll be like, I'll go in like an hour. If I have to shit, it is like 60, 59.
Oh, yeah.
It is always going to be bad.
Right.
It's a race against time.
Yeah. And for me, it's get up usually whenever I'm up. So today, I did not wake up when my wife got up. So I think I slept through that one. But then I made up for it later in the morning.
Yeah.
And that was a go get ready and be like, all right, there's more in there.
Nice.
So yeah, it seems like half the people, 2 to 3 times a day, we're feeling good. Morning Zoo, if you have more information, if you want to talk to me about pooping, ZA Spook Show. Or text Shannon, or email Shannon. Bother Shannon
text
about
her
it.
Pictures of the poop.
Yeah,
just to,
cause yeah. We if you like have a really good one, send it right to Shannon.
She'll be proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. She'll rate it. Shannon rates poops now on the show.
I Whoa. Do get proud when I drop a big good one.
Yeah,
like I look at it and like
a Robbie good one.
A Robbie good one. Yeah, they're few and far between. But I'm like, hell yeah.
You feel healthy when you want. Like,
yeah.
Look at all that poison that's out of me.
Yes, 100%.
Whenever I have one that's really breaching, where I'm like, my first thought is, man, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially
when, I could really tell I'm going capacity.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Sometimes I'll look back and I'll be like, I can't believe it was that big.
I love it
and
when
that
it,
I like
yeah.
too,
when it snakes
when
and
it's
doesn't
unbroken.
Break.
When
yeah.
it's unbroken. That's very rare for
Mama
me.
Mama Mia, I love that.
My favorite Ron White joke, it stuck with me since I was a kid, was just he goes, you ever take a crap so big your pants fit better? I'm like, yeah, you know.
And then, of course, let's also, we can't discuss poop. Frequency without consistency. Shannon, bring up the Bristol chart.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the Bristol chart.
Yes.
Joe, are we familiar?
Oh, yes.
All right, so what are we saying? So I'm going to just go based on today.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't know, we do this all the time. Bristol chart, these are the 7 types of poop. 1, separate hard lumps. 2, lumpy and sausage-like. 3, a sausage shape with cracks in the surface. 4, which is apparently ideal, a smooth, soft sausage or snake. 5, soft blobs with clear-cut edges. That's how I would describe the people at this table. Type 6, mushy consistency with ragged edges. And 7, liquid consistency with no solid pieces. Mm. I would say today I'm at a 4.8.
Fascinating.
I've been at a 4 lately, but
you've been at a 4?
I've been plagued by 6 and 5 in my time.
Seven, I feel like 7 means I'm sick. If 7 means I 7 is the one that changes the temperature of the room. Like, you know when the air gets thicker?
Mm-hmm.
7, I feel like, comes out hot.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm consistently at a late 4, early 5.
Nice.
Rob, you're a 4 boy?
Yeah, I would say when things are good, yeah, 4 is for sure.
Joe?
I'm 3 or 4.
Three
usually,
or four.
Yeah, probably 3.5.
I like a 3. 3 yeah. can be satisfying, but
3 is
yeah.
nice, but it's very rare in my case. Yeah. The cracks in it, I always want to take a picture and send it to people.
I prefer some cracks because it makes me it feel like smooth is like, oh, this is gonna be some cleanup. You know
what? I agree with that. I agree with that. I would actually sometimes take a messier one because it's a better cleanup than the peanut butter consistency of
a
4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jorge, what are we at right now?
I've been at like a 3-4 consistently for last week, I would say.
Hell yeah. Shannon, 1, of course, right?
0.
Ooh.
Girls
0. Yeah, no poop here.
That's Shannon's awesome. A 1. It's a little pellets. Shannon has gerbil shits.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Let's move into our first big story.
Here we go.
Lionel Richie says Michael Jackson had a nickname over his poor hygiene habits, and it was... Smelly.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, Shannon, tell us about Michael Smelly Jackson.
So, Lionel Richie talked about this in his new memoir that he just posted. And he said that the nickname came from Quincy Jones and said that also that Michael Jackson wasn't like offended by it. He just like realized that this was just like a weird, silly thing. But it said the reason was that he was constantly on the road and wasn't able to hire a dry cleaner because they would often steal his clothes as souvenirs. He also couldn't just drop by a department store for new clothes due to his level of fame. And then so he just like got in the habit of just wearing the same clothes until they were unwearable anymore.
What?
And
what?
Then it's
you buy new clothes every day.
Or don't you have like a personal assistant? That
yeah,
can,
that's
like,
what you would think.
Or just wash them at home. I don't know.
You're gonna send somebody else to the laundromat.
Yeah, there's so many.
What a
it just
dumbass,
sounds like,
dude.
maybe a mentally ill person.
I think I'm just going to wear the same thing every day, actually.
I mean, I guess at a certain point, they would know it was his.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this Napoleon outfit with one glove. I think I have an idea who's this.
This is either Eddie Murphy's or Michael Jackson's.
But yeah, could as far as like
he could just own his own laundromat.
Yeah, that's very true. He could also just buy.
There's so many things he could do. He could just buy new clothes every single day.
No, that's really it. And Leonard, what you just said, there were times where he would just be like, come over to my house and then just give him jeans and a t-shirt or something.
Thank you, Lionel.
This all seems really avoidable, though.
It does seem like maybe a mentally ill person.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he has so many. He could send somebody. He could just buy new clothes. Every single day, he could just throw his clothes out.
Yeah.
We all, in 3 seconds, were able to troubleshoot a solution.
Yeah. And he has a team of experts on hand for himself,
too. Entourage.
He could literally pay people to just scrub him.
Yeah. He can moonwalk through a car wash. Yeah.
That's very true. I didn't think of that.
He could pay for Macaulay Culkin to give him a sponge bath.
There you go, yeah.
Now, isn't he the one that had like a store shut down so he could find out what it would be like to shop?
Something like that. I've heard that. I've also heard he would like wear prosthetics and things to like go undercover and
oh yeah, I've seen him in that great documentary with, I think his name is Martin Bashir, and that came out in like 06, where he just like hung out with Michael Jackson for like a week, and it's just like his bizarre everyday life. That's really good. I highly recommend it. But I think he went to a shop, and he just would like, I like that, I like that, I like that, and then it would just like all be bought for him as he was walking out, basically.
Well, I've told you who the fuck was it? Johnny Depp story, right?
Which one was that?
My buddy worked for the Stern Show, but before that, he was when he was an intern at that, he worked nights at a hotel on Bowery, and he was like the desk guy. And Johnny Depp stayed there for like an extended period for some movie he was in, and he said that you never saw him. Mm-hmm. He had people check him in. He would come in with like an entourage, would whisk him up. People would whisk him down. He was never by himself.
Right.
And he had a ton of people like ditch it for him. It's like how he's very famous at this, but it was like 90s or maybe even early 2000s. And he said one day he calls the front desk and he's like, hello,
Yes, hello, it's me, Johnny.
And he goes, I need toothpaste. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'll send somebody up for you right now. We'll bring it to you. And he goes, I'd actually like to purchase it myself. And they go, yeah, sure. Go ahead if you want. And he goes, how do I do that? And he asked what store to go to and how to get there. Because he didn't know
how to get toothpaste.
Damn. What stores would have toothpaste?
That's every store. Like that's
fun. And they had to explain to him what a Duane Reade was.
That's funny because I get toothpaste for free at hotels. That's not just a celebrity thing.
That's like the best move.
Yeah,
that's what he said. He said, oh, I will bring it up to you right now.
Yeah.
And he said, no, it's okay.
I know Johnny Depp calling, but...
Yeah, he really wanted to...
Fight. Of all the things, toothpaste.
Yeah. How much does a toothpaste cost? $175?
It's a banana. What could it cost? $100?
But yeah, he had no idea how to do it. I always thought that so weird. Like,
that's awesome.
But then you're like, oh yeah, the guy hasn't fucking... been able to fucking walk around. It's not like he can go to the mall.
My friend Doug Stanhope bought some toothpaste. I was very envious of that. And
Who was he with? It's the story for Fear and Loathing author.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson's, and I should know that, I'm sorry. For his, Manson wrote a thing for when he died, and it was about a night playing poker in the back of like a Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it's Depp, Hunter S. Thompson, Marilyn Manson, and Nick Nolte.
Oh, my God. Four guys who dress like magicians.
Yeah. And they all went out, like, driving around that night. And I think they had a blow-up doll in the car.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just being animals.
Dude, that seems like a Scooby-Doo villain car.
Right?
Like, those four together.
Isn't that a horrifying group of people?
That's so funny. They all dress so spooky.
You can smell the cocaine.
I have a
wild feeling drugs were involved that night.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys? Come on.
What do you think Hunter S. Thompson had? So there's a story that Johnny Depp like lived on his floor for like a month to prepare to be him. Mm-hmm. He was just putting him through it, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's like a training montage.
Testing the boundaries.
Yeah, a training montage, but instead of like learning kung fu, it's how to ingest multiple drugs.
Go on, do that acid now there, kid. Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since we brought it up, so forgive me for people that have heard me talk about it before, but there is the excellent Hunter S. Thompson, the log of everything he ingests.
Oh, yeah. I think that had to be
bullshit. It's
bullshit.
It's 100%.
Yeah, there's no way. He was like... Because he was like a line of cocaine, a shot of mescaline.
Like two bottles of Cheevers. It's like, all right, come on.
And then he's
now,
like,
dude.
Then a breakfast of a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
I think two guys.
He loved his little tall tales, I think.
Yeah.
Two guys from Vice, I think, or some journalists tried to do it. And I think they said they tapped out at like hour 14.
That's funny. Yeah.
But they tried to do it like hour by hour.
Yeah, I think he was full. Yeah.
Here we go.
In, 3 p.m. rise.
I could do that.
Chivas Regal with the morning papers, Dunhills.
And this is what Cal reports, the sample daily routine for him. And it begins at 3 p.m.
Oh, my God. E. Jean Carroll, the woman who said that Trump raped her. Okay, this lady is always fucking lying.
This lady can't keep a goddamn story straight, can she?
She doesn't know anything. Sure.
Yeah, so then he drank a whole bottle of Cheevers. Yeah.
He was on cocaine the whole time. Fucking liar.
Before we go into this, did you guys see the thing that the royal family was upset with how Trump left his bedroom?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
They said that like he stayed in some like beautiful suite with the royal family. And they complained that there was McDonald's wrappers and spray can stains on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Funny, and they're like, every other president in history has had, like, somebody clean up.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't do it, like, they left the room.
Housekeeping will get it. Who cares?
They left the room nice, and they said he just fucking, like, the way I would treat a hotel room.
That's so funny.
Just an absolute. It made me kind of like him more.
That's awesome, what am I, dude. The Queen of England?
Yeah. Every once in a while, he does something where I'm like, ah, you got me, Donnie.
That's our president.
He's like Homer
dude.
Simpson sometimes or something. He's just like a.
He is a. He
he's
is
like,
an
what
oaf.
If?
He, yeah, a hilarious oaf.
He's King Ralph sometimes.
Yeah, you know? He's having ages. Housekeeping will get it.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so bring it back up. We'll do it. We won't make too much of a meal of this, but 3 p.m. rides, 3:05, Chivas Regal. With the morning paper, Dunhill's, 3:45 cocaine. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, if you like cocaine.
If you're going to take the edge off, nothing really fixes a hangover quicker.
I mean, it is kind of nice to do cocaine in the morning. Like, there's a sense of,
that's
like.
That's when you should do it.
I mean, honestly, like, I feel I am 100% more productive in my day if instead of a cup of coffee, I just did a little fucking nubbin of
microdose
cocaine.
Microdose it.
Not a ton.
If
just
you wake
to
up and you're
moving.
Super hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a comedy festival, per se.
Yeah.
The in two New Orleans. Things,
coming soon.
The two things. You always leave a. I always say you leave a little.
You got to have a little taste.
And
at
then
least
the other
a gummer.
Would be. But where are you going to find an old lady to suck your dick? Or. As a good friend of mine from Brooklyn says, a sauna or a hot tub, because then everything that's left in your nasal cavity dissolves and goes back down, and you get a nice little taste of the night before.
That's
get in a hot tub, and you'd submerge your head for a second.
Leftovers. It's like making a turkey sandwich after Thanksgiving.
It's exactly the best part. Yes.
It's like the Ross fucking sandwich.
Oh, the moist maker.
Yeah.
All right, bring it back up.
Somewhere on Barstow.
So, we're going 45 Coke, 50 glass of Chivas, Sig. Now we're going 4:05, first cup of coffee, Sig.
Chivas is such an old man whiskey. Yeah,
4:15 Coke, 4:16 OJ, Sig, 4:30, 54, 5:05 Coke.
He's just a Coke head.
Yeah, pretty much. Now 6, he's been up for 3 hours.
Okay.
Grass to take the edge off.
Oh, that's nice, though.
And now,
you don't want to wake and bake. You want to fucking make sure you're up before you start.
He's up for 3 hours and then he's like, oh, I'm stressed.
I got to fucking, damn, this Coke is stressing me out.
7:05, he's like, I should eat something. So it's Heineken, 2 margs, coleslaw, taco salad, double order onion rings, carrot cake, ice cream, bean fritter, Sig's, Heineken, Coke, and a snow cone for the ride home, which is a glass of shredded ice. With 3 or 4 jiggers of Chivas. I don't want you serving them jiggers. And now 9 p.m. Start snorting cocaine seriously.
What was it before?
10 drops acid, 11 chartreuse, cocaine, grass, 11:30 cocaine. Midnight, Hunter is ready to write. Midnight to Six, Chartreuse, Cocaine Grass, Shiva's Coffee, Heineken, Cloves, Grapefruits, Dunhill's OJ Gin, Continuous Pornographic Movies, Six. Six, and this one, this to me, this is the decadent. This I get. Hot Tub Champagne, Dove Bar, Fettuccine Alfredo.
Hell yeah.
Nice heavy meal.
What is Hot Tub Champagne?
Oh, he gets in the hot tub. Yeah. Eight Halcyon, 820, sleep. Every time I hear about somebody dying in a hot tub, I get it.
Yeah.
Every time I get in a hot tub, I think if I had drugs and liquor in this right now, it would be an issue.
Yeah.
I've even taken a drunk hot bath and been like, they might find me in here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude.
They're going to have to pry me out of this hotel tub.
Oh, don't do the Taft.
Dude, they're just so... Dude, a hot bath, like a fucking hot... Dude, and I was just a little stoned, but I got me in my trick a room in Jersey with... and the room had a tub with jets.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I could have been in there all night. I am a fat, happy woman.
Yeah. No, I'd love a spa amenity thing like that. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to find a gym with a steam room, not to suck off guys.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but
you'd be the other guy in there who doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, I just want to get my steam on. I love a steam. I love a sauna. I love a hot tub. All that stuff.
You know what I want to do? It sounds so lame, but I just watched a video on the Russian thing where they beat you with the leaves.
Yeah, they have it. They do it down the street, actually.
The bathhouses.
The Russian and Turkish baths. The one in Wall Street's really good, actually.
That one looks really... And then they had a restaurant in it, and you get a little cocktail or two in you.
Yeah, you can get borscht. Yeah, it's like right down... There's one right down the street. That one's not that good, though. The one in the Wall Street's really
Let's
good.
Let's go to the one down the street. It's right here.
Yeah.
We're already here.
And this one, it's just very crowded. I've been... And there's a bunch of, like, old fat guys there. But it's pretty cool. It's a good experience.
Fuck, I wish I remembered which one it was. There's a great Instagram ad. And by Instagram ad, I mean they just put a camera in somebody's face as they were leaving. Yeah. And it was Pauly Shore talking about the Russian.
Oh, yeah. It makes you feel good, man.
I've been going here for 45 years.
Yeah. I got a Moscow mule, buddy.
All right. Keep it moving. I want to try and do this without spoiling the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to talk about Fortnite taking away
the Peacemaker
emote.
This directly affects me.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah.
I think I can surmise why they did that.
Yes. I fucking love Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Huge James Gunn mark.
Yeah.
So I will say,
loved Superman.
I like Superman too. I like James Gunn.
Really good.
I have a question about Peacemaker, though.
Go ahead.
So, you know how they switched over DC in between season 1 and 2?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the old canon, or is it like a new canon, or is it a new story with the same character?
So, some people from old canon are going to count. And what they did was they kind of retconned.
Mm-hmm.
So, the end of the first season, he gets visited by the Justice League.
Yeah, I remember.
Now, they retconned it in that it's new Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't see the other people yet.
Ezra's not in it anymore?
No, I don't think they're going Ezra on this.
He's stuck in that alternate Batman Forever.
Excuse you, they.
Yeah. I thought they dropped that after the allegations dropped. They're like, you know what?
Never mind.
I'm actually just a cool
I'm
dude.
I'm a cool guy. Joe Rogan, please have me on.
Yeah.
Please get me a spot at the mothership.
Yeah.
So yes, it is they are in this world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is canon.
It's like if so James Gunn addresses
it. He just basically was like, I'll take what I liked from the old.
Yes.
And then it's
like, I'm sure they're not going to recast Harley Quinn if they were to do that.
But all the main supporting characters are the same in the show?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then some of it actually carries. So what I love is, and this is very nerdy, I apologize, there's characters from Creature Commandos who are the cartoons are also canon.
Yeah. Everything James Gunn makes now is part of the shared universe.
And the people, it's the same voice in the cartoon as whoever will play it hypothetically.
Okay.
So, like, Rick Flagg Sr. Is the leader in Creature Commandos. He is now the leader of Argus.
Cool.
That's
great.
New season.
I love that.
It's Frank Grillo in both,
I gotta watch it. I'm not even, like, super as into superhero stuff as I used to be, but all the James Gunn stuff.
No, the James Gunn stuff is good. It gets over the
Suicide Squad, I fucking love. That was a great movie.
So, loving the new season. There's a big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
That has been hinted at. I would say,
I mean, you
very
called
slowly.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we We were talking about like three episodes.
Right, right. Like, yeah.
Shannon, yeah, we call. I was talking about that pretty early, right?
Yeah, I would say maybe three episodes.
Yeah,
the
my
latest.
Chick saw it on Reddit.
Yeah.
So, and Peacemaker's in Fortnite. And so we'll just say that there is multiple dimensions, and maybe there's a dimension where World War II didn't go the way it went in real life.
Mm. Are you scared about that, Robert?
If I was in that Reich, it wouldn't have gone down like that.
and when you watch the opening of Peacemaker, because it opens with a dance, and it's a new one, it's a new song, John Cena goes like this.
Yeah, yeah, I saw
Or everybody goes like they all do it. Mm-hmm. But in Peacemaker, the Peacemaker in Fortnite does it, and people have noticed that...
Oh, it's a swastika.
It's the same dance that... was it Donald Duck does when was...
A Nazi in that propaganda.
Yeah, Shannon,
oh,
if you
really?
Bring that
I didn't
up.
Realize that.
And it's also the same dance they do in Springtime for Hitler in The Producers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
Here
Fortnite.
We go. Careful. We might get demonetized for this bad one.
I'm Donald Duck.
wow.
Nice. Now people are going to like, now,
so
like,
funny.
Well, now, like, no matter what the intention was. Now, like, the alt-right's going to like fucking take that. Now there's going to be like people on TikTok being like, I stand with Peacemaker and all.
Well, are they just going to bring him back and just get rid of that dance?
But who knows?
Well,
I don't
just
know.
The emote, just the dance is off of Fortnite.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to get my V-Bucks back, baby. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, dude.
What's very funny is there's people who don't watch it who are very defensive immediately. They're like, that's just the thing you do with your arms sometimes. And then there's other people that are like, no, he's being a nut. And then other people are like, no, he's doing the dance that... from the show, and they were foreshadowing a plot device the show.
Yeah.
Just because they talk about something doesn't mean they are supporting it.
Yeah, it is funny that there's people who like immediately rush anytime that there is like a dog whistle, which sounds like it was intentional in Peacemaker, but they're like, no, that's just a normal dance. Everybody does that.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Yeah, cool dance.
The
well,
Nazi
now it is.
Dance is your chance to hate the Jews.
From my heart to
Jew me, baby.
From my heart to yours.
It's just very funny to me that people are like, and then, because when you read the comments, people are so already ready with their opinion before anything can come out.
Of course.
And then it's so funny because then on Reddit, I try to stay away from Reddit, but I do the Peacemaker Reddit. And there's just people that are like, fucking James Gunn, more woke bullshit. Fighting white supremacists and Nazis. Like, what the fuck? Do white people have to be the enemy in everything now?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it's DC. Hey, yeah. Peacemaker's dad was the Grand Dragon.
Yeah.
Or if I believe that's correct. Yeah. And it's like, when people got mad at Superman, and it's like, that's what Superman does. Superman punches Nazis.
Yeah.
He kills fascists.
So that's like a thing. That's like a, like, Peacemaker's like a throwback to, like, it's like a satire of, like, the classic, like, you know, almost like Captain America, basically.
Yeah.
And peace by any means.
That's
necessary.
That was like the whole Captain America thing, was he like fought like Red Skull and the Nazis and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
But like, that's what superheroes from the fucking 40s and 50s did.
Sorry, Nazis are like the perfect cartoon villains.
Yeah.
They dress
the
part, they look the part, they act the part. It's perfect for comic
Too
books.
Bad they're so awesome to look at.
Yeah.
They really
boss.
Are fucking cool looking.
Hugo
man.
Boss, dude.
Especially like when they fucking get into the occult shit, like in Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a cool Nazi, the Wolfenstein Nazis.
Those are pretty sick.
Those are fucking sick. The robotic ones, you get the robotics in there, you get like the fucking demons and shit. Come on.
I do love that art. Like more woke bullshit. It's like the Nazis were enemies in movies before black people could vote. So I don't know. Like I don't know where you're getting this. More DEI from Lib.
Oh, man, can I be a super fucking weird conspiracy nerd and talk to you guys about a thing?
Yeah.
Shannon, can you please look up the artist that thought he could astrally project and described Jupiter? So there was an artist. He was a painter and something else.
Did someone say Jupiter?
Yeah. And he...
Mazel tov.
I went on a deep dive about this guy this week because I saw a video and then I started reading shit. And my buddy Lee is a crazy conspiracy guy. And I immediately was like, what do you know about this? Shannon, did you find the name?
Yeah, Ingo Swann.
Ingo Swann, thank you. So he claimed, and he had a different name for it, but basically that he could astrally project himself.
Ooh,
and they would give him coordinates on Earth, and he said he could close his eyes, essentially meditate, and see it.
Whoa.
And he would describe, like, they would give him coordinates, more or less, and he would be like, there's mountains, there's this. And he could describe, he said he could describe anywhere on the planet. So then they decide to really test him, and they give him coordinates on Jupiter. And he goes, yeah, there's these ice rings, and then there's a lot of volcanic action. He basically describes all the shit. And this is before we had ever seen close up Jupiter.
What?
Right?
That's crazy.
And but it's all nonsense at the time because we've never
how'd you know?
We've never had a camera close to it. Decades later we see Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking right.
Wow.
Because first of all, the people didn't know Jupiter had rings. They thought Saturn had rings.
Right.
And the volcano was right. The ice thing was right. And then they classified the shit out of all the shit the government did with this
guy. That's crazy.
And he claimed, he has a book where he claims that everyone can do it. He's just... it's basically one of those things where we don't use all of our brains.
Yeah.
And that he just feels like he maybe was born with just that little bit extra.
The 1%.
He was born limitless.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where he can access it, and he wanted to try to teach other people how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that we are not limited to our bodies, but our brains connect us to everything, and we all can see everything.
So you're saying we have some sort of body-brain connection.
Yes. Yes. And after your next cup of coffee, we can talk all about it.
Oh, yeah.
But first, this word from our sponsors.
I'm feeling the Tongkat Ali through my brains as I go to Jupiter.
Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been on a big deep dive on that. And
that sounds sick.
I will tell
That's
you.
Crazy. I love that stuff.
I want to give me the coordinates for a woman's bathroom. You know, I want
to
fucking.
Now, did he confirm that girls go to Jupiter to get more stupider?
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's where they go.
I see a location where the brain cells of a woman are severely reduced. Like,
it's called the mall.
Hey. All right. Okay, all right.
Okay, moving on.
I don't want to say she's cheating on me, but she has projected my ass to space.
All right. Newlywed couple seeks divorce because their pets aren't getting along. Shannon?
I know this is stupid, but I really like the story.
Would you find it on Jupiter or something?
So it's a young couple from India.
Oh, baby girl, I can't believe it.
Or I'm going to.
If
Jupiter.
They were a couple from China, that just meant they had indigestion.
Your pet king cobra ate my pet rat.
Not my rat.
So they initially bonded over their love for animals. They became friends and then later got married. After tying the knot in December of 2024, they moved in together, and that's when things started to go south. The wife said her husband's dog harassed and even attacked her cat repeatedly, while he claimed he made it clear before marriage that the woman would not bring pets in when they moved in together, adding that her cat would hover over the fish tank and create tension in the household. The woman refused to give up her cat and kept accusing her husband's dog of being aggressive. The husband sided with the canine. She sided with the cat. and they weren't able to get past it, and they got divorced.
Fucking kick my dog.
talk about third world problems, right there.
This is why the parents need to go back to arranging it.
Yeah, my God, dude.
Yeah, you got it. Well, first of all, he did get that dog in the dowry.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they can't get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
That is so funny that the cat hates the fish and the dog hates the cat.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's perfect fucking cartoon symmetry right there.
I think she just needs to get an animal that hates the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we have a full Mexican standoff.
Yeah, that way it's all... Yeah, what do you get to fight the dog? Tiger?
Yeah. A tiger that's also afraid of a goldfish.
Cat, yeah.
To perfectly make everything.
Oh, and then the goldfish runs the show.
Yeah.
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 Which is also in fear of getting the cat. So it's all like perfectly checks and balances.
The goldfish is in charge.
Yeah.
I think we need to send Jackson Galaxy over there.
Mm.
Have Jackson Galaxy go to Indy. I don't know if you guys are fans.
Who's Jackson Galaxy?
From My Cat from Hell? Is that what it's called, Shannon?
Yes, it is. And I think that's assuming the cat's the problem. I think Caesar needs to go over there.
Oh.
Fix the dog.
Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
Okay.
What kind of dog is it?
They don't say.
Oh, damn. Because that could also be like a very... Because, like, my dog and cat don't really get along, but my dog's, like, a little piece of shit, so it's not...
Yeah.
It's not as big an issue where he's just like, he's a little guy.
Yeah, your dog...
If the dog was a piece of shit, it would be in the street. that's Jackson Galaxy.
Oh, nice.
He fixes
his
cats.
His name is Jackson Galaxy?
Yes. And he brings all his cat tools in a guitar case.
Oh, cool. God.
He's the Guy Fieri of cat fixing.
This guy wants to be a magician so bad.
Yeah, he's...
or a rock star or something like that.
Jackson Galaxy.
He's so smooth with
like
the glasses up.
Yeah.
Or like a pickup artist.
He looks like his brain is extra big.
Looks like a David Cross character, honestly.
Yes, he does.
Looks like Mr.
Yeah,
Show character.
100% a Mr. Show.
Hi, my name is Jackson Galaxy. I'm here
not
to fix your cat.
You're not too far off,
really?
By the way. He is extremely gay.
That's
I don't
so
think
funny.
He, I don't actually I'm not sure if he is gay, but very feminine. Mm.
Animal people are all like
Can
a little...
I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
I don't think I know any Indian people with dogs.
Well,
A lot of Middle Eastern people don't really, or like South Asian, don't like dogs that much.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's a culture thing. They love cows.
Well,
like I don't
enough
think
about
they,
my,
don't they?
But enough
they,
about my wife.
They,
right?
Okay. They,
I'm thinking about all the Indian kids I grew up with.
Don't they have? Don't they have that? Like, people are going to get mad about this, but they actually have like a festival where they kill dogs publicly in India. Don't
Do they?
They?
No, they don't.
The festival. I think there's a festival where they kill
really?
Dogs in front of. Yeah,
Shannon.
Ritualistic
they
sacrifice.
They won't kill the cows, but they kill the dog. They're all fucking
They
backwards.
Gotta kill something.
I don't want to see it, but I want to know if it happens.
Yeah. Pull up that beautiful dog. Slug.
And for those of you that get upset that we show too much animal death, fuck you, but also I don't want
to
see that
show.
We're trying to get to
see.
The bottom of this.
It seems like it's their version of the dog meat festival.
Well, well, well. Old Joey G was right. I know everything about every other culture. I know everything that like backs up my racist view on other cultures. Or
You want you want the ability to be a racist with the highest amount of specificity.
They got to know. You got to hit them where they're like, oh, yeah, for your fucking dog murder festival? Yeah, enjoy that, Haji.
It seems like they're, this is horrible.
Yeah.
It seems like they just like put all the dogs in like a pit and then just like beat them to death.
Jesus Christ.
See that, dude? And you're going to let these fucking people like know your fucking
And these guys
ID
are head of the
address?
FBI?
This is where you're going to get your fucking butter chicken from? I don't think so,
God
dude.
Damn. Stop killing dogs and just give me a key to the bathroom already.
Yeah, come on, dude.
If the dog doesn't work, fucking unplug it and plug it back in.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that's brutal. But I'm trying to think. I don't think I know it. Like, I mean, Indian, but not like American.
No,
like
yeah,
Indian.
So
I know a little bit about this.
Oh,
Jorge, please.
Here we go.
So a lot in Islam, dogs are considered like unclean.
Yeah,
and so they like stay away from them. That's why they don't really have them as pets.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but that's Islam, not Indians.
But
similar culture. I mean,
it's like one of the biggest religions over there as well.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I only know this because when Hezbollah came to America, the Nelk boys tried to surprise him with a bunch of puppies, but then he got scared and ran away, and everybody was like
that's
confused.
So funny.
And then he's like, oh, it's against my religion.
Oh,
yeah, my Afghan grandma like does not like dogs.
Well,
at all.
I'm sorry. That's a gross fucking religion then, because I love my fucking dog.
Well, he was also didn't Hezbollah also get in trouble for beating his cat?
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's allowed to do that.
Here's the thing.
That's
isn't
allowed.
That a fair fight?
A cat?
Versus Hezbollah. That little kid.
Yeah, that's like...
He's like
by the way, he must hate the Rizzler.
He has like the Gary Coleman disease. Yeah,
the Rizzler is like the substance young version of Hezbollah.
There's always like a weird little creepy fucking person thing. There's always like, because before that it was Mini-Me. Before Hezbollah it was Mini-Me.
Well, okay, Hezbollah had his moment though. He did. UFC card that Frank got me for my birthday one year. Hezbollah was all over the place.
I think like when everyone found out Hezbollah was actually an adult. It was like
it got weird.
It was Andy Milonakis.
It's like, oh, you let people like fucking, oh, and I don't mean to, but like you instinctively want to fucking hold him like a little baby. Yeah.
Well, that's what Mike Tyson got in trouble for.
Grabbing like
And then he's like, yeah, I thought he was a baby.
Now kiss.
I thought he was a baby.
I thought it was a baby.
But yeah, and then remember he was going to fight that other little, the singer? There was another little fucking.
There was like a little, like they had like a little encounter.
Yeah,
with
there's some other weird little muzzy.
Yeah.
That he was going to fight.
Like, what is in their water?
Who was, by the way, going to fuck him up. Yeah. Every time they got in each other's faces, that other one was way more mobile. Like, I think Hezbollah had the training because he like hung out with the fighters, but that other one was going to fuck him up. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know anything about
this. No, there was like going to be like a little fight between the two of them.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone would sanction it.
Yeah.
Because it would just be like
too adorable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Aww.
We can't have a tiny fight.
Yeah. Shannon, do you remember what I'm talking about?
They should call Hezbollah the fighter and the kid.
So I just found this video. I'm not sure if this is.
Look at that.
That's cute.
I kind of look like
look at that little guy.
I kind of look like that.
Yeah, you look like the guy.
When I was a kid, I was.
Look at this shit. Hey. Look at this shit. Hey. Be nice.
Let me at him. Does he really have to get up to separate? Yeah, he's still on his knees. He has them both by the forehead.
I love how
I look just like that kid.
They have little kid faces, little kid voices, and little kid teeth.
This does look like alternate universe Robbie and Dalton.
And Joe's in the middle, same size as now.
That little guy's getting all worked up.
Oh my god. Aww. He took off his hat. He was like, now it's real.
Now it's real.
That was fucking adorable.
That's wild. Yeah, you can't take him seriously.
You gotta want to see the. I mean, there has to be. See, that's how the Saudis will win me over.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the need to be the fight that they put on for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me to be like, you know what, guys?
Happy little comedy festival.
We have tiny men fighting.
That would get me.
Yeah.
That would get me.
It's better than Tim Dillon's price of a seafood tower.
Yeah. By the way, shout out Power Slap this weekend. El Oso, Bruno, El Oso Blanco, my boy. You fucking kill it out there, all right? My boy's been training. He's out there right now. I talked to him the other night. They got him put up at the Circa.
Ooh. Oh, shit. All right.
He just checked in. I went, check the shower. Do you have the marble bench? And he was like, I do. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Nice.
So shout out Bruno. Fucking kill it this weekend.
Wait, what's the marble bench in the Circa?
Oh, in the shower? There's like a marble bench in the shower with three shower heads.
Ooh.
If you get the nice rooms.
That's nice.
And best hungover shower of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Really opens up your pores and your nasal cavities, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds nice. Sounds like a blast.
But yeah, shout out Bruno. And if you watch Power Slap, fucking bet on my boy, 7 feet tall.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Why is he playing basketball?
What?
Why he should be playing basketball?
Because he's an angry Cuban.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You know, Latino's not that good at basketball, really.
Yeah, he's a big angry. Shannon met him.
He did, yes, and he's been on my show. Also.
Yeah, yeah, he's a sweet boy.
Ooh. Sounds like your type, Shannon, actually.
I do enjoy the height very much.
7 feet angry.
Yeah.
All right, let's, we got another 10 minutes. Store owner had enough and starts attacking thieves with baseball bat. One of my favorite genres, thieves getting fucked up.
Let's see, Shannon.
That is fun. Instant vengeance. And right now,
of course, is that fucking sound again?
World star hip hop. Nice.
Oh, I love it. See?
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You kick my dog.
Dogs aren't the only thing we beat to death.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Oh, that fucked him up.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. This is my exact
Uh-oh, there we go. He's about to throw hands, dude.
He got in karate stance.
He ain't doing much.
Like he's kind of just watching his friend get fucked up. Yeah, he's getting his friend to just fucking walk. What are they trying to... Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Wow. He is...
Oh,
I'm surprised that they're still...
Yeah, no, that guy's
not
wrecked.
Conscious.
That's brutal. Damn, that's heavy.
Oh, I love it. And I love that they, like, want to square up now. It's like, guys, we were very wrong.
Yeah.
They got fucked up. There they go.
Guys, this went poorly for us. We cannot square up now and now try and be like, yeah, well, what about now?
Let me ask Shohei Ohtani over there.
Oh, I love it. I do love it. Love watching a good... my favorite is the guy that tries to steal all the cigarettes, and he's got, like, the garbage can, and the guys just come out with the big stick and beat the fucking shit out of him.
That's cool.
There was one where there's, like, a security guard has, like, a GoPro, like, strapped to his, like, forehead, and he keeps going around, like, the projects and, like, he is always like pulling a gun on people, telling them to get down. He has like a taser and stuff. It looks like a fucking video game the way it is, yeah. Like where he's like, get down on the ground. Stop that. It's like always like breaking up fights and stuff. Yeah. Oh, big Far Cry vibes. Yeah, dude.
It's just something. So because the rule on the show is once you cross the counter, if you go behind the counter.
Right.
I think it is perfectly fine to beat the dog shit out of you.
Yeah. I mean, like what?
Because now you're encroaching on someone else's space and their business and their livelihood.
So it's bodega law.
Yeah. Bodega law. You don't go behind the thing.
You don't go behind the thing.
There's a reason in the hood they have the fucking glass thing that you have to spin her. Oh, dude, that's another great
one. Whole inciting incident of do the right thing.
The lesbian, the fat black like stud, who the two Indian guys just fuck her up because she goes behind
the thing,
the glass, and then they pistol whip her.
Wow. Oh, shit.
And everyone's like, nah, she had enough.
That's hilarious.
Oh, dude, that's my other. Have you guys watched the videos that's, what's your stud name? What's your real name?
No.
Oh, Shannon. So they go up to like hardcore black lesbians and be like, what's your stud name? And be like, Demonic. What's your real name? She'd be like, Jessica. And it's just a compilation of just like hard black lesbians having to say what their birth name is. And it is the best.
Princess. Okay, so
I found a TikTok of that, but I also found the woman behind the counter.
Oh, yeah. Let's do woman
first?
Behind the counter first.
Yeah.
Now she's locked in there with them, by the way.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Gene said no cap. That's so funny.
Nice, dude. Damn, dude.
He's poking her in the ribs with a gun.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Classic.
Chill out.
Classic Korean black conflict in a bodega.
That's what the song Black and Yellow's about.
Get out here now.
Yeah.
Dude, these guys are serious.
Yeah.
These guys beat the shit out of their kids.
He's taking out a lot of anger at black people in general. Jesus.
Yeah, this guy's had a couple bad days.
Yeah.
This what that's you, a one of these days, guys.
That's the reparations.
This what you get for beating Mitt Romney. All right, now can you bring up the stud name versus real? These make me so happy.
A little palate cleanser.
Yeah, this is just nonviolent, happy fun.
After watching a woman nearly get killed.
Yeah, that was
deservedly.
That was a stocky lady though.
What's your stud name here, cuz?
Be Fabo, man.
All right, I'm fucking with that. But what's your real name here?
Oh.
What's your stud name is, bro?
Day off Friday, not the one that's running. I'm a batch of your shit.
But what's your real name here?
Ladacia.
What your stud name is?
Man, woo baby, man. You know what's going on, man. Don't fuck around, man.
I'm fucking with that, but what's your real name is?
Dallas Hayes.
Hey, bro.
What's up?
What your son's name is?
They call me Big Red, also Diamond.
So what your friend name is?
Diamond E.
Nice. That's adorable.
Look how they smile when they say their real name, as if they know masculinity is.
Ziggy, baby?
Yeah.
As if they're holding them back.
Ashley.
Yeah, being a girl is probably more fun.
Yeah, dude, it's way more fun to be a fucking chick.
What's your stud name is?
Kilo, big strap, hit in a bitch back.
Yeah, but what's your real name is, though?
Teager. I like Teager.
They love saying their real name.
What's your stud name is?
Yanni B. Bro Martin.
What's up? What's your real name is, though?
Looks like Lil Wayne.
Ayana.
Hey, okay. I love Ayana now.
Nice.
He don't even have a real name, my guy. What's your stud name is?
I'm hazy, you already know what it is.
It's kind of crazy to think about it. I feel like the black female community was kind of
that's crazy
forerunners of the trans community.
Yeah,
those are some masculine. You look at
that.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, those are so.
Well, for me, it was the first time I went to Pride. I just remember those kind of ladies, having hot like Puerto Rican girls in headlocks. Like they would sit on stoops and have like the boxers and the fucking undershirt. Yeah. And then they would have like a lipstick lesbian just in a headlock watching guys walk by.
Yeah. That's so
like
funny.
This one's mine.
Right.
But then the second they melt, they kind of melt when they say their real name.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
It releases them from the curse of masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just to be a lady
That's
for a minute.
That's why there's so many more male to female transes than the other way around.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It does look fun.
It seems like a blast.
Yeah, what a fun day. What a
fun
day.
Smile all the time. And you know.
I like that Joe instinctively plays with his hair, thinking about being a lady.
Oh, it'd be so nice.
Josephine.
What's your stud name? Joe.
Joe.
Isn't that thing black guys do where they film each other just calling up their friends and wishing them good night? Like, he'll just call up his friend and be like, hey, yo, what's up? And he's like, yo, what's going on, man? He's like, yo, I just want to say good night, sweet dreams. You're like, man, what the fuck are you talking about?
I love that. Good for them.
Well, think it's got to be freeing to be like the black community. These poor guys can't even eat a hot dog.
Yeah. Pause, dude.
Yeah, because it's kind of sus. Eating a glizzy? You eating a glizzy in public?
How you gonna eat a glizzy?
Yeah, it's got to be freeing.
How you gonna eat a man named Nathan's?
Hebrew National, they control the media.
I'm not going to say what kind of hot dog this is. I'm not going to say that. It was a Jewish hot dog.
All right, let's get one more thing out of here. Oh, sure. Let's do one more fight video.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Kid Laryl's crew fights bar security.
Oh, nice.
Now, I am unfamiliar with the Kid Laryl, but these Broccoli Boys, I don't know. There's Kid Laryl. Oh, no.
He's in Fortnite,
Kid
too.
Leroy?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can't be a misspelling of Leroy in a white name, a white boy. I don't see this. Okay. Now, here's a tiny Shane Gillis.
I'll fucking fuck you up, dude.
Guys, anything good?
I'm on fucking Ozempic, dude. Fuck you up.
Whoa.
Okay, anything good? Anything good? God damn it, TMZ, fucking it up.
I know they that watermark
that
is out of control.
Get that watermark out of here.
That sounded racist. You can't yell that in the middle of a fight, Robbie.
The hell's going on?
You know, 10% of the watermarks take up 80% of the space.
He killed him. He's dead. Kid Leroy, rest in peace. He's dead.
He was a union man.
I've never gotten the going to the club that might be a fight thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't either.
I've only gone like maybe twice to the nights that were kind of like that. And like I got dragged there. Mm-hmm. And the whole time it's so uncomfortable.
Right.
Like the aggression of like, maybe I'm going to get pussy. Maybe I'm going to fight.
That's where it all comes from. But
I don't get
Do people go there to fight? Kind of?
No, like, I think if they go to the peacock. So part of peacocking is like maybe I will get into a fight. To establish my
Pause,
dominance.
How you going, peacock?
Yeah.
I get a nervous tummy.
Yeah,
me too.
I get real nervous around real men.
Yeah.
I got to think like...
I mean, that's not real men. Those are like, if you're just going somewhere to fight, that's just like...
I get nervous. I went to one. It was a very Puerto Rican night, and I knew the bouncer and the bartender.
Yeah.
And I just had upset tummy the whole time. And it was a place with a bathroom attendant. And, oh, man, I didn't have money at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this poor, I shit like three times. I had nervous diarrhea.
Where on the Bristol chart are we talking? Seven?
Six, 6'8".
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, 6.8.
That's crazy.
And it's just real bad. And I just remember the whole time I'm shit. It was when the Shot song was real big.
Shot, mm-hmm. Shot, Shot,
that
Shot,
was
Shot,
real
shot,
big
yeah.
at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was shit.
Shit, shit, shot.
And I just remember shit. Every time I was in there, somebody would walk in and go, "Man, who comes to the club and take a shit? You're making a doo-doo at the club." And I was like the only one wearing like Converse. Like they knew it was me.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't have a collared shirt.
Yeah.
I had to go to deals and discounts that day and buy one.
Oh, man.
I looked like fucking Jonah Hill in Superbad.
Yeah.
With like the collared shirt that barely fit me.
That's a cool look, though.
Oh, it was humiliating.
Oh, damn.
One of the worst nights. Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
And then the poor bathroom attendant would put his hand out every time I was in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're not.
Yeah.
I gave you money the first shit. You're not.
No, you can't get like that tip is
if
like.
If you have diarrhea, you can't get it. The guy's be like, all right, you can fucking.
Maybe like one tip after the first bathroom break, and then maybe.
It's not a bartender. I'm not looking for quicker service.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, I can do this myself. Yeah. I don't need.
I don't need any of your help.
Yeah. You're not wiping my ass and like fucking putting baby powder on me. Leave me the fuck alone.
What is the bathroom attendant tipped for? Just the mints and the like
if they give mints or something.
I think it's like
or
a dollar a thing, maybe. I don't know. But like, I actually don't know. It's always like, it's so infrequent
it's
that I have
that,
no idea what the etiquette is.
It's all complimentary, but the idea is if you take something, you provide some kind of a tip.
Yes.
But what is his job? Just to guard the stuff?
Yeah.
To put soap on your hands.
I feel like there's ones where they don't. They just stand there.
Oh, they also give you the towel a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? It's like Jersey where they like make you or they pump your gas for you. It's like, I don't.
I've been to nice restaurants and they don't have a bathroom attendant.
Yeah, like, I feel like I actually don't see that many bathroom attendants anymore.
I feel it's like
Shannon, can you look up how much you're supposed to tip a bathroom attendant and if you're supposed to tip like no matter what or
it can only come in handy if my breath smells bad and there's just like a mint there and I'll buy it's like an easy way to buy mint, but
I just can't it's like it's like come on, just either give me the mint. Also, it's like I don't want a mint that's been in the bathroom. I want the mint that's over by the exit when you fucking are leaving.
They're wrapped in plastic though.
Even so, it's like fucking shit particles.
Okay, you're expected to tip a bathroom attendant $1 to $2 with larger tips $2 to $3 for exceptional service like having a hem mended. What?
You can have
or
them.
Providing a towel when dispensers are empty. A tip is not required if you do not receive assistance or if the service is poor. The tip can be left in a tip dish or basket provided at the attendant station. Go to when to tip. You take items if the attendant offers you or provides you with paper towels, breath mints, perfume, or other items. Exceptional service.
They really get
what is
there?
This mending a hem?
Yeah, what the hell is
that?
Oh,
it's like that's like such a fucking like, oh, my I fucking got like a little rip on my sports coat, and like then they'll like have like a little sewing.
There's
kit.
No,
I feel like if I asked them to do that, they'd be like, "What the fuck are you talking?"
That's like
about?
A depression.
Oh, sir,
that's
you
like
have your sewing kit. Shannon, bring it back up real quick.
A residual of like the 1950s.
This depressed black guy.
Acceptable service. Remembering, you can return to leave a tip if you initially forgot to do so. And then what else? When a tip is not expected, if the attendant is rude, slow, provides poor service, you're not obligated to tip. If the attendant does not help you in any way,
50 cents for a towel,
a paper towel. Get the
standard
fuck
tip,
out of
$1 to $2 for mending. Stop with the mending. And for handing a paper towel, 50 cents is considered appropriate for this service. I got to tell you, I think we got to get rid of these guys.
They can be replaced by AI.
I think the last bathroom attendant I saw was at
Skank
the strip
Fest.
Club. The strip club at Skankfest, right?
There was one at Skankfest.
Oh, yeah, there was one at Skankfest, which, hey, buddy. You don't need to listen to what I'm doing in this stall.
Yeah.
Could you fucking take a hike, pal?
I think it's handy if you need something, but I would say overall, it's like, I don't know. It's like I don't usually tip them, but it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, but why not put a machine?
Yeah, I mean,
like it's a 50-cent gum machine.
Like, I mean, they have that, like, the same thing with, like, a vending machine where, like, condoms and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. I guess maybe cologne if you want to, like, smell a little better or something, but yeah. I've never taken cologne.
They could just have, like, a basket of things, like, if they want, and it's an honor system because it's the same
thing. I feel like people would just empty, like, some scumbag would empty it. Yeah.
Well,
but is it worth the price of hiring a man
at
an hourly fee to protect those items?
Well, I also think it's, like, depending on, like, the location where they would typically have a bathroom attendant, it's not a place where necessarily like the fucking you know
not Skankfest.
Yeah it's not like we're like, I'm gonna
yeah
take
there's
a
one at the
this.
Cutting room I think yeah. but I don't see them even at fancy restaurants really. I never see them.
All right, well, we learned a lot today about bathroom stuff and fighting. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please check out Joe Gorman and Robbie Goodwin. Support them on the road. Support their podcast.
Buy our shirts.
And yeah, why not? That too.
Yeah.
Make these guys some cash. And thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you this Friday for the exclusive episode. Actually, we didn't do plugs. Let's do plugs real quick. Sure. Boys, Robbie?
Yeah, buy the shirts, bpnmart.com, Crowder Boys, every Wednesday at 5. And Robbie Wood is my personal stream channel, and I'm starting the Wolf of Wall Street NBA podcast. We are not experts, but we are. We do make jokes, so
fantastic.
Check that out.
Joe?
And you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all platforms, including Xbox and PlayStation. I have a podcast that I run with my buddy Alex Tomaselli called Super Selly Joes. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're growing it slowly but surely. Also, I'm going to start streaming on Twitch, so please DM me and let me know what games you want me to play, because I'm going to be doing that by the end of the year. That's my promise to everyone at Gas Digital and also myself.
Oh, I'm
all... Go ahead, buddy.
No, you go ahead first. Sorry.
No. I was going to add something to Joe. Go ahead.
I am doing a show on the 11th in Staten Island, but I forgot what it's called. Alchemist Lounge on the 11th.
Very cool. And hey, I will say this. If enough of you sign up to Joe's Twitch, I will play video games with Joe one night.
Yeah.
We will hang out maybe here, maybe wherever he wants to do it. But if you message him, tell him you followed him because of the Morning Zoo.
Nice.
We'll play N64. We'll play Conker's Bad Fur Day. We'll play something that we both like a lot.
Sounds good, brother.
Can I come on and play Smash?
Yeah, fine with that. And hey, if you want to see me, go to my Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. PunchUp.live/ZachAmico. And most importantly, support the show, Morning Zoo. Go to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. The live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And then, hey, why not? A little bit of money off. And, that exclusive Friday episode. That's right. If you want to see the Friday episode, you got to subscribe. And just announced today, Real Ass Podcast, The Reunion.
Ooh.
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
New Year's Eve. Me, Luis J. Gomez. Your boys doing a stand-up show and a live podcast. So if you want to see the Real Ass Podcast together for one night only, that's going to be your New Year's Eve. And thank you so much for tuning in. Love you guys very much. And we'll see you on Friday if you're subscribed. If not, see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it.